the left hand, or for guitarists, playing accompaniment or rhythm parts. The melody is generally the part that catches our ear, and it's generally more singable than the rhythm part, and we tend to carry it away in our minds. So there is a tendency to relegate the rhythm part to secondary importance even as you progress. You may need to be reminded that no matter how insignificant a part, there is not a sound or a silence in the rhythm part that is not as important to the whole of the music. So listen for everything in the rhythm part that had not been obvious before and seek to bring out its most subtle content. In the music of the 17th and 18th centuries, the left hand parts consisted often of a single line of notes written with numbers accompanying them that indicated the chords to be used with them. That style of writing is referred to as figured bass. And depending on the skills of the player, these chords could be strummed or arpeggiated in various ways. Bits of melody could be woven in between them and ornamented. For the very skilled player, possibilities for improvising a figured bass were unlimited, or improvising from a figured bass were unlimited. This would be a good idea to revive this art as part of learning how to play. It would serve as a medium for learning harmony and improvisation. The part would become more meaningful as the student learned how it influences the music built on it. The sound must have full presence no matter how soft, and a rich rather than hard tone no matter how strong. In the most exquisite playing of the melody, the total sound is still much more enhanced when the rhythm part is there to support it.